News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday there is, quote, a great deal of pain and suffering, end quote, behind the statistics of the coronavirus pandemic as the world heads towards 20 million confirmed cases and 750,000 deaths this week. The WHO chief said, while this is a difficult moment for the world, there are some signs of hope in any country, and that, quote, it's never too late, end quote, to turn around the outbreak. The United States accounts for more than a quarter of total infections. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter. The United States has the most COVID-19 deaths at nearly 163,000, followed by Brazil with more than 101,000, Mexico with upwards of 52,000, and the UK with more than 46,000. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House would talk to Democrats about a stimulus bill, saying, quote, if it's not a waste of time, we'll do it, end quote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said they were open to restarting COVID-19 aid talks after weeks of failed negotiations prompted President Donald Trump to take executive actions that Democrats argue would do little to ease Americans' financial distress. Discussions over a fifth bill to address the impact of the coronavirus pandemic fell apart Friday, 1 week after the expiration of a critical boost in unemployment assistance and eviction protections. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar told Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen Monday it was a true honor to be in Taipei to convey a strong message of support from U.S. President Donald Trump. Azar, meeting Tsai in the presidential office, said this trip there was to highlight Taiwan's success on health. This is VOA News. Lebanon's finance minister stepped down Monday, a ministry official told AFP, the fourth resignation in the past 2 days, amid signals the government may be unraveling in the aftermath of last week's deadly port explosion in Beirut. Meanwhile, at least eight lawmakers have announced they are resigning from parliament, which is set to convene later this week. World leaders and international organizations say the $300 million pledge to rebuild Lebanon's shattered capital will come only with the reforms demanded by mourning protesters. Over 30 participants to an international teleconference offered emergency humanitarian aid and pledged help for a, quote, credible and independent, end quote, investigation into last week's devastating blasts in Lebanon's capital, another key demand of crowds who took to the streets Sunday for a second day of protests. Residents and volunteers are still clearing the debris 6 days after the enormous chemical blast that left more than 158 people dead and hundreds of thousands injured. A militia killed 16 people during a raid on villages in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, the army said Monday. In more ethnic violence that the United Nations has warned may constitute crimes against humanity. Attacks by various militia and armed groups, as well as counter operations by the Congolese army, forced over 400,000 people to flee their homes between March and June, according to the UN Refugee Agency. 19 Afghan civilians were killed in multiple roadside mine blasts in Kabul and Kandahar Sunday. The civilian casualties happened on a day when Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced he would release the remaining 400 Taliban prisoners, removing the last remaining hurdle to start of direct negotiations with the militant group. Reducing civilian casualties and working toward a ceasefire is expected to be the highest priority of the Afghan team. A combination of government representatives, other political factions, and civil society activists when it meets the Taliban in Doha in the coming days. The two sides are supposed to negotiate a political settlement that ends four decades of conflict in Afghanistan. Germany's center-left Social Democrats said Monday they have nominated Finance Minister Olaf Scholz to lead them in the race to succeed Angela Merkel as chancellor in next year's federal election. Scholz, also the vice chancellor of Germany, said he was, quote, looking forward to a great, fair and successful election campaign as part of a strong team, end quote. Britain's border force brought migrants ashore in the port of Dover Monday after picking them up from an inflatable boat as they crossed the channel, the latest in a surge of crossings causing political tensions with France. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.
Best music today.